Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Selling Notes. Hugh, I'm going to be going to France in a few weeks, and the first thing I do after we check into the place we're staying is we head right for the biggest grocery store we can find. And I go to the wine section, and I go to the Loire Valley division of the wine section.
Yep.
Because they have everything you could ask for. Reds, whites, rosés. Sweet wines, dry wines.
Sparkling wines.
Yes, they do.
I know.
And they're all really very reasonably priced.
They are. The Loire is sort of becoming very attractive to me because they do so many different kinds of grape varietals. And most of the time, they do them pretty well.
Yes.
So here's a couple of things for you to try. And as mentioned on some prior broadcasts, all of these happen to be from the Franck's signature wines grouping. So the values are going to be pretty good. And you'll see that on the label. It says Franck's signature wines. So, okay, here is a Muscadet. The name is Le Chant Baron. It's a 2017 vintage. And the grape varietal here is 100% Melon de Bourgogne. This is just a really nice, crisp, dry, elegant white. You want to use it for an aperitif or with some shellfish. It's going to be bright, fresh, crisp, delicate, very lean. And I made a note here, it's the perfect fish/oyster wine.
Oh, yeah.
And that's $16. So.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah, I thought so. Here's an interesting, this is a property called Famille Duvaux, and I have a white and a red from them. This is their Saumur Blanc, which is 100% Chenin Blanc. Chenin Blanc is one of the big grapes in the Loire Valley. You know, more and more, Chenin Blanc is actually quite charming.
Oh, yeah.
And has been an overlooked grape varietal for entirely too long. So this is really nice. It's the 2016 Saumur Blanc. As I said, it's 100% Chenin Blanc. Again, focus is here on structure. It's very bright and crisp. Green apple and pear flavors with a nice sort of floral aromatic, again, with great acidity and good length. I think of this and I think of sea scallops.
Mm-hmm.
Should be really tasty.
Pretty dry?
Very dry. Although there's just a hint of off-dry, but for the most part, it's very crisp. Now, here is a interesting rosé. This is from Domaine des Herbages. I talked about a Chardonnay from them a couple of weeks back. This is a rosé. It's 70% Gruau Noir, which is a grape that I've never really heard of prior to this wine, and a little bit of Gamay, which we're all familiar with from regions further south. Anyway, this is just a wonderful rosé. It's bright and spicy with strawberry flavors, crisp, dry acidity. It's very generous on the fruit, sort of in that medium dry range. Really nice bottle. And then Cabernet Franc is one of my emerging favorite grapes.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Cabernet Franc from the Loire can be very charming and certainly interesting. So this is Famille Duvaux, again, 2015 Loire Valley, Saumur Champigny, 100% Cabernet Franc, as I mentioned. This is lovely stuff. You're going to have dusty with good fruit and ripe flavors of berry and leather and a little note of pomegranate on this sort of medium lean fleshy wine with just a little bit of a dusty bit of tannin. It's pretty good. That's all of $20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. The Saumur Champigny is my favorite of the reds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as I see it, I grab it.
Okay.
And it's just wonderful. We're going to put all of these wines on the website so people can go exploring the Loire Valley. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.